Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tom Petty bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, author of Accounting for the Numberphobic. Her website is hiddenprofit.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don is helping us understand the difference between cash and profit. Both are critical. I think of, you talked about it being blood. I think of cash as breath and profit as nourishment. You know, you can live longer without nourishment than you can without breath, right? You can live longer without profit than you can without cash. So if you're truly in a survival mode, you're literally drawing your last breath. If you might have to make a decision in favor of cash as opposed to profit, but if you don't have a long-term profit strategy, and this is one of the things I think is so important, you have to have a cash flow. You have to keep up with cash flow like you keep up with breathing. But profit, you need a strategy for that, because profit comes from a lot of different places. You talked earlier about people taking discounts or you not being able to take your discounts. Profit is not one big chunk that comes all at once. Profit is nickels and dimes that wind up at the bottom, aren't they?
I know, that's exactly right, Jim. So let me give you a million-dollar idea right now, and this is for all our listeners, and it comes from Phil Kotler of Harvard. And this is about managing your client base, right? So each client basically is a revenue stream. It's almost like a revenue stream or a profit stream in an investment portfolio, right? And in a sense, you're diversifying your risk by having more than one client. If you have one client, then, you know, you lose that client, the business goes south. So, okay, we have a whole bunch of clients, and Kotler says the following. A third of your clients typically are making you money. A third are at break even. And a third are underwater, except nobody ever knows which bucket each client falls into because they never bother looking at clients by gross profit. They always look at clients by revenue. Mm-hmm. So what's the big mistake or the big head fake? We think the big clients are the most profitable, and oftentimes they're really not. Mm-hmm. A lot of times big clients, they negotiate and kill you on price. They ask all kinds of customization. They change their mind every 15 minutes.
Yep.
The players change, and so the scope is always changing. But,
They treat you like a stepchild.
Pretty much, right?
So sometimes they do. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah, not always. No, but you just have to be aware, right? And if a client, for example, is not generating profitability because they're not working hard enough for you as you are for them, and they're break-even, there's an opportunity cost. You know, it might be that this client is buying very low gross margin items or services from
right.
you. And so they may
but
buy
I will
a lot.
Tell you, I will tell you, there is a place for that kind of a customer if you can manage it properly.
Efficiently.
Point is, sometimes a customer can help your brand. If you get to put your brand next to their brand, that can help you in the marketplace. Sometimes the volume of their business helps you with cash flow. You just have to be careful that, as you said earlier, they don't get below water, because then that volume becomes deathly.
Well, it does, because you have to service them.
Yeah.
And you have to build infrastructure, and you have to hire people, right?
Yeah.
And you have to invest the time to service them. So what we have to do, Jim, everybody has to do this and nobody does, is you've got to look at your client base not by revenues. You've got to look at your client base by gross margin.
That's right. That's right.
Are you making money on these clients? And if you aren't, what is the benefit that they're providing you?
Mm-hmm.
And so if it is branding, if it is distribution, if it is exposure, then be really clear that you know that the client's not earning money, but you're getting a return elsewhere.
Well, and the other thing that happens is your these big clients, if they start ramping up with you, then that's what that's doing is that's taking your capacity away, and you don't have room for higher profit customers, and eventually you'll go out of business. This is one of the things that Walmart does. Walmart did this. There are a lot of business obituaries out there where Walmart did exactly what I just got through saying.
Well, the only way that you can make money by doing business with very, very large customers at very low margins is if you become Walmart, is if you have those kind of efficiencies where your cost of doing business is very low. But there are very few of us that have those kind of cost structures.
That's right. Hey, Don, I got to wrap it up. I need your website again, please.
Oh, hiddenprofitprofit.com. Please visit me. And dfotopoulos@gmail.com. Email me directly with any questions you have.
Check
I'll be happy to answer them. I answer all my emails.
Hey, Don, we're glad you came. Come back to see us soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Good job today. Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back again another day. And I told you we'd get smarter when she joined us, didn't I? I'm Jim Blassingame. Remember, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.